Bianca Polko is a writer, nurse, and masseuse. She is also a woman who has barreled through 75 countries on a motorcycle. Why?
I did it because I could not answer myself why not to do it. After I got the idea that something needs to be done with a life and I was turning 30, seemingly I had everything what I wished for. I had my own apartment, I had a great job, I had enough money to play around, I had a lot of good friends and my family, and I was doing things I really liked. I thought my life was in a way limited if all those nice things in my possession would keep me for the rest of my life doing the same thing. Since I'm very curious, that wasn't to happen.
Having an adventure seemed like a good idea. Bianca had fallen in love with motorcycles when she was 13, but had never driven one. So she took a crash course in motorcycle operation and mechanics and made some short road trips near her home. Then, in 1997, she packed three boxes, attached them to her new red BMW 650, and set off from Pitui, Slovenia, with an extraordinarily ambitious itinerary.
I simply decided I wanted to visit all seven continents. I traveled mainly from east to west. Therefore, I started in Pitui, in Europe, went to North America first, then to South America, Antarctica, followed by New Zealand and Australia, Asia, and Africa for the end.
For 5.5 years, Bianca traveled the world alone, sort of.
I wasn't surprised finding out that motorcycle became my buddy, my traveler, my friend. And later on in South America, when people kept asking me, you know, what's his name? Motorcycle in my language, in Slovene, is he, it's not she. I named him Red Boyfriend.
Bianca says one challenge was having to quickly adjust to the driving habits and customs of different countries.
I had a hard time in India because drivers just go left, right, they don't look. You know, you're just used to be, we're all driving or either left or right-hand side, but again, doesn't apply in India. So I have to admit that my adjustments in India to Indian traffic were very poor. I was never really able to get with the flow there, even though I've learned being very aggressive, even getting off the motorcycle, yelling and screaming at somebody, you know, which I don't do normally. But you start speaking the language that people understand. I put two extra horns on my motorcycle, so even though this is extremely impolite, let's say here or in Europe or in Canada, Australia, you know, in India, before I hit the village, literally I just pushed my horn and I would not let it go, because the only thing people would really do, they listen for the traffic. And stronger your horn is, with the bigger vehicle they associate you. And of course, I was so dinky little on my motorcycle that they would never even treat me seriously. But now with the four horns, I at least gave them feeling I was big and huge and they would pay attention to me and possibly even give me a ride to go and ride.
Antarctica presented the greatest challenge, she says.
Everybody just told me, you're crazy, that has never been done, and that's exactly why I want to do it, because it hasn't been done yet.
Bianca drove to Tierra del Fuego at the southern tip of South America, where she found a boat captain who agreed to take her and her motorcycle to Antarctica. It is this frozen, barren continent that Bianca talks about with the greatest emotion.
My ride was very short. Imagine, there is no roads. There's just a lot of snow and ice. We tried to find a dry piece of land with a lot of rocks and stones and, have to mention, penguins, you know. And that was it. Soon after landing there, it was clear to me why not everything is meant for everything. So Antarctica is not meant to be ridden because it's an extremely clean place. It's so extremely beautiful and it's so distinctively different. Like through my travels, most of the times I was able to compare locations, but there is nothing on this planet like Antarctica, and we wanted to stay that way.
Looking back on her adventure, Benka says it was exhilarating, exhausting, and educational.
It was constant multitasking, so many things, because I needed to be my own mother, father, sister, brother, PR, reporter, organizer, mechanic, tourist agent, driver. I was cleaning, washing. I needed to cook for myself or at least buy something. So I had plenty of work. On top of everything else, I've learned a lot about myself, because you're meeting yourself on the edge of survival, on the edge of trouble. You're by yourself. You need to find out the way. You're scared to death. You fast learn that there's no way that you can afford having time to be afraid, because you're the only one who needs to solve the situation. So I think that I've learned a lot about my own limitations, my own abilities and capabilities, and of course, who I really am and what I really want in my life.
In so many places throughout the world, Benka says she met kind and generous people, happy to help her. And as her journey attracted more publicity, people would line up alongside the road to greet her as she entered their town. But, like so many travelers, she realized one place was special.
I've learned that home is not really the place. The home is feeling in your heart, and mine is certainly in Ptuj. It was great coming back to the nest and feeling the warmth of it. Even though I have to say that I felt in many places, on many occasions, that I was at home because people treated me nicely. But arriving to Ptuj, it was different.
Benka Pulko has written a book about her odyssey entitled Around the World, Circling the Sun. It features 380 photographs she took on her travels. The book is written in Slovenian, and she is now hoping to get it published in English. Named Slovenian Woman of the Year by the readers of two popular Slovenian magazines in 2003, Benka is also listed in the Guinness Book of World Records, Golden 50th Edition, for the longest female motorcycle journey in both duration and distance, as well as the first ever that reached all seven continents. For VOA News Now, I'm Mary Sainer in Norfolk, Connecticut.